Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
All right, Rocket Football fans, I'm here with Coach Gage Courtney, a couple of days removed from Friday night's loss at Bethlehem. Coach, you said before going into that game it was a measuring stick. You were playing a top five Class A team, and you'll be able to see where your team's at based on that. So after the game, at this point, what do you see? Where do you see your team?
It was kind of a tale of two sides of the ball. Offensively, I thought we played really well. We had a couple late fumbles. But outside of that, I thought offensively we played really well. We were able to run the ball well, hit some good windows in the pass game. Even with the offensive line troubles we had, we were able to get them blocked. I was really proud of those guys. Defensively, we just had a lot of just blown assignments. It's really kind of hard to tell. We didn't tackle very well. I believe we had 24 missed tackles, which is a whole lot. We go from our best tackling game to our worst for whatever reason. And also, they were really well coached. A lot of it came back on me. They had us scouted out really well defensively and ran some things that really hurt our scheme. Probably two of their touchdowns at least were just off of that. So, I don't know. We just got to get better. Like I said, I mean, I think that's a team that we can compete with. They're really good and really well coached, but I think that we can play better than we played on Friday from watching the film. But like I said, it was a good measuring stick. They have a quarterback, a really good arm, really good weapons, and best passing game we've seen by far. And it's the first time really I felt like our secondary was challenged a little bit. And sometimes until you're challenged, it's just hard to get those details down in coverage and see what it really looks like when a guy can really throw it out there 60 yards in the air and where we should really be. So, you know, they exploited a lot of us, but I think as long as we use it to get better, then it'll be beneficial to us. They're a good football team.
Yeah, their quarterback, Cooper Stone, he's already been offered. I know one or two schools have already offered him. So he's a legitimate college football recruit. And many, you know, he completed 12 passes, but hit you for 322 yards. So, I mean, he's got a cannon.
Yeah, huge plays due to, you know, blown coverages, due to him having a really strong arm, be able to place the ball in places that we haven't seen yet. And, just a good player. We know we're going to have to see good players. We could see them again, potentially. You know, so, you know, we just got to get better in coverage. It was a good week to show us where we need to get better at. And, you know, we'll do that. We continue to work. Defensively, we got to play a lot better. And that just falls on me, getting us in the right spots, making sure that we're playing alignment, assignment football, and able to do the fundamental stuff like tackle well. So that's the stuff we're going to work on moving forward.
Well, I know you spent a lot of time and effort on making sure your team is well prepared to win the turnover
yes.
ratio in a game.
Yep.
And on this one, you kind of came up short.
Yeah, it's funny you said that. We talked about it this morning at practice. That's the one thing. Plus two is our goal, and we ain't hit it yet this year. And it's the most important thing that we do. That we say the ball is the program, and we got to take the ball away, and we got to protect it. And we weren't able to do that this week and really all year for whatever reason. Felt like we were really attacking the ball versus Union County, really trying to get it out. This week didn't feel that way. We did have one interception by Tyler Belt, but we got to do a better job tackling first, and then those second and third guys could swarm in and maybe make that ball come loose. But it's kind of hard to commit a lot of turnovers when we're not having a lot of tackles out there and getting the ball out. If there were opportunities, they were in the pass game, and we did have a couple. But, just overall, we have to do better. And that still comes back to me and getting them to the right spots a lot of times to be in position to make those plays.
Well, and these really hurt you because they were returned. Your offense drops the ball, and they were returned for 6 points each time.
Yeah, offense played really well, and then just for whatever reason, there's two series in a row we just put the ball on the ground. Just two kind of – one play, somebody's knee hits the ball as somebody's going down to the ground, and the other one is on a reverse where we pitch it back and it hits them right in the shoulder pads. I don't know if the spacing's bad or whatever. And then we just couldn't pick it up. We reached down to pick it up, then we kick it, and then – before you know it, they're returning it for six. And yeah, just plays that you can't have. But like I said, the offense did play really well up until that point.
Tyler Belt, in his second start at running back, he rushes for 72 yards, and then Gatton Travis, 57. So two-prong approach right there, and those guys move the football.
Yeah, they're both running the ball extremely hard, and obviously hats off to the offensive line for making big holes. But they look different. Both of them are running with a lot of confidence, running physical, breaking tackles. They're both becoming really solid backs for us. We're excited about them and expect them to just keep getting better. I feel the switch has really turned on for those two guys.
And they were your two offensive co-players of the week. For the offense side of the ball. None on defense. You didn't pick you didn't feel good enough about that's pretty a good sign when the coach isn't satisfied with his defense.
Yeah, defensively, we just didn't play very well. I didn't coach very well either, so just none of us were rewarded on the defensive effort this week.
Yeah. You mentioned the offensive line. We'll talk about these guys. A couple of young guys are your players of the week, co-players of the week, Phoenix Clayton and Caden Travis, and those are guys that really were not even in the conversation 4 weeks ago, but due to injuries, they've gotten in there and making a name for themselves now, and you've got more troubles up front with your senior.
Yeah, it was really good to see them both, and last week, maybe even the week before, I can't remember when they both started playing for us, have done really well. Just young guys staying ready to play, and I think it shows what the offensive rushing production was, and it was a lot due to those two guys and being able to step in. The offensive line, like I said, I felt like played really well, especially in the run game as a whole. But seeing Caden and Phoenix step up like that is really big for us. When injuries happen, you know, these guys are ready to step up. And, yeah, they don't seem to stop. We got kind of the injury bug right now with counts going down, and we don't know exactly how long we're looking at there. But it just continues to happen. But we've kind of developed the next man up mentality and are kind of buying into that and showing that these guys can go in there and do a good job as well. Obviously, we're going to miss counts a lot if he is out. We're a really good player for us, a leader for us, does everything the right way. And just for him, I'm just hoping that that we get some good news. He'll go tomorrow and we'll see a little bit more about what we're looking at for him.
Yeah, such a disappointment, I know, for him. I'm sure he's on pins and needles waiting to find out what happened. He's a guy that missed a lot last year because of injury, and he's been a kid that in this group of seniors has been a mainstay up front for a long time. And you lose him and Deacon off that front line. That's what we talked about in preseason, that you're thin up front, and then where are all your injuries?
It's just been misfortune, just one thing after another up front. Freak injuries, really, some injuries we've never saw before. Just tough up front. But the kids that are here are doing a good job, stepping in there, like we said, obviously with Phoenix and Caden being the players of the week this week, and the other guys that are injured are doing their best to take it in stride. Obviously it's tough for them, but they trying to buy into the team and just keep team first, and try not to feel sorry for themselves. The bad things, unfortunately, just sometimes happen. It's just the way they handle them now is all they can control, and I think those guys have been handling that adversity pretty well. So I'm proud of them, and just hopefully we have some better luck, or hopefully that some of these injuries come back and are not as bad as we expected. I don't know. Right now it was just a storm of injuries happening up front.
And again, you have to be proud of what you're getting from the reserves, because when you rush, or when you pick up 16 first downs in a game, you only throw for 100 yards. You're moving the chains with your feet. and those guys up front mean a lot to what's going on when you're rushing.
They played really well, and were a big part of what we did offensively. Just can't say how proud we are. I mean, if you had said we're at this point, I would have said we're in a lot of trouble, and it doesn't necessarily feel that way. The way that these guys stepped up.
Well, they did a good job of taking out some of our big defensive guys, too, and making some things happen with their offense. A lot of our typically our top tacklers just weren't in on a lot of tackles.
So no, there wasn't a lot of tackles to be had. And a lot of that was to their scheme, and a lot of it was to our missed tackles. I mean, 24 missed tackles that we left down the field is a whole lot to leave out there. We just got to be better defensively, fundamentally, X's and O's, alignment assignment, just everything. We just got to be better. It just wasn't a very good performance defensively.
Caleb Nesbitt is your special teams player of the week. Talk a little bit about his performance.
Yeah, Caleb, I think we're down 21-7, getting the kickoff back in the second half, and he takes that thing down to about the 5. And I thought it really gave us a spark. the kickoff return team did a great job all week and or all night. And I believe special teams as a whole played pretty well at two block kicks again. And on one of those blocks, Case Goldman gets it, and Nesbitt returns it for a touchdown after that. So two block kicks again, pretty good job by them. And kickoff return and kickoff all did well. Rugby, the punt team was well. Everybody on special teams seemed to have a good night.
You know, I don't remember a season we've had so many block kicks.
Yeah, we are. And a lot of it, I mean, just paying attention to detail on where we're trying to come at and then just effort. That one happens towards the end of the game. The game was well over, and we continue to play hard. And that's a good sign to see, that they're playing hard. I don't think it was a sign of not playing hard. I really don't. Maybe a little bit of lack of focus, but not playing hard. And that's something that we can always build on, and we'll be okay as long as we continue to play hard.
Well, this Friday, we have another long road trip. We'll go down to Nashville and play Liberty Creek, a brand new school, an expansion school in that county. So I'm sure you're watching film on them. We'll get an update on them on Thursday with the coaches' show. Anything at all preliminary right now? I know you're still kind of breaking down this film, but what all you got for Liberty Creek? Just kind of a quick look at them.
At them. They're a good football team, really well coached. It's kind of hard to dial in exactly how good they are with their schedule. It seems like they play really tough opponents and then some opponents that, you know, maybe aren't as good as them. It's just kind of hard to see, and not being familiar with the Tennessee schools.
Yeah.
I don't know, honestly. In the film, it's hard on film sometimes because when you don't know two opponents, especially what you're looking at, and have no familiarity at all. I would say they're really well coached. They play really hard. I think they're a good football team. I just don't know how good exactly. I'm not sure that we will based on the film until we get there.
Well, they have a couple of wins just like we do. So whoever comes out of this game Friday night will be one win ahead.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that on the coach show on Thursday. All right, thank you, Coach Courtney.
Thanks, Chris.